is lost if you don't tell stories about it. And that's what we're trying to do in music and in storyline and in photos, is to tell the story of Jackson Street in central Seattle area in terms of its significance and contributions to the music industry.
That's Jackson Street Jazz Walk organizer Eugenie Jones. And this Friday and Saturday, that history will be shared through jazz performances and stories that celebrate the important contributions of African-American jazz musicians to Northwest history. Seattle's black community in the 1940s was segregated into redlined neighborhoods. Musicians and audiences of the time found a kind of freedom in the bebop of jazz clubs up and down Jackson Street, including future stars like Ray Charles, Quincy Jones, and Ernestine Anderson. Eugenie Jones says during Black History Month, that story needs to be shared throughout the Northwest.
As African Americans, we have to tell our stories so that they can educate their children and their children can continue those legacies and educate our community as well so they can be cognizant of it.
The history is rich, and the legacy of black musicians highlights this year's virtual Jackson Street Jazz Walk. The concerts will be streaming at jacksonstreetjazz.org with world-class Northwest musicians at the top of their games. Alex Dugdale, Jacqueline Tabor, Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, and many more will tell their stories through jazz. Organizer Eugenie Jones will perform as well on Friday night, including a song she wrote especially for the occasion. A Brother honors the legends, Quincy, Ray, and Ernestine, and carries their legacy forward to the next generations.
It's kind of in the context of a sage old black woman singing to a young artist. It chronicles what our history has been, but it also says the red line that was there for them back in the 40s is still here after all this time, but we're still giving our best as long as we can play. And son, you can play.
You can't cross that red line to play downtown, but the black on time is Emerald City's hottest stage. Quincy and Ray play every yard to the stage, while Ernestine.
Also Friday night, the concert that spans the history and future of Seattle's African-American musical continuum, the Lewis vs. Lewis Drum Off. Devon Lewis has been an icon of jazz drumming for decades in the Northwest, but not many know that his grandfather, Dave Lewis, made a huge impact on Seattle music and helped define the 60s garage rock sound. And his songs were loved and played by Northwest stars like the Dynamics and the Kingsmen. Friday's Jazz Walk performance, Devon will be joined by his father, Dave III, who will talk about their musical family history. The drum-off will pit father against son as Devon challenges his 8-year-old Donovan in a battle of the ages.
Donovan isn't playing. You know, Devon is smiling, but Donovan is like, I'm going to get you. When I was watching them, I was teary-eyed because I'm just thinking, this is just so epic. And I think people watching it are going to feel the same way.
More than celebrating great jazz in Seattle, the Jackson Street Jazz Walk serves practical needs as well. Jones tells me that in her 3 years running the festival, service to the community has been paramount.
At the end of the day, I wanted to feel like it was all worth something, and the only way for me to feel like that was the case was by it being a blessing to somebody else, by it being an outreach and an effort to help somebody else.
Past Jackson Street Jazz Walks have partnered with Northwest Harvest, and this year, in lieu of admission fees, the Jazz Walk is asking their audience to donate to the Central Area Senior Center's meal delivery program. Jazz Walk sponsorships will pay the musicians, so everybody wins. Music, community, legacy, that's what the Jackson Street Jazz Walk is all about. We know and love this music, but there's always something we can learn about our community and Seattle's legacy of jazz. KNKX is a sponsor of the Jackson Street Jazz Walk this Friday and Saturday nights at 7, and I'm Abe Beeson.